ओम शांति। पीछे वाले आगे वाले पर ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। अच्छा
ओम शांति। थैंक यू।
सबसे अच्छा कौन?
हु इज द बेस्ट ऑफ ऑल?
सबसे अच्छा कौन?
Who is the best of all?
Main ya baba ya drama?
Me, baba or drama?
Kaun? Baba ne drama ki knowledge dekar ke acha bana diya.
Baba's given us the knowledge of the drama and made us good. And this is why we say baba is very good. And we say drama is very wonderful. That's what you'd say, isn't it?
Baba acha hai.
Baba is good because he has given us knowledge, understanding. He has given us such understanding that we really enjoy drama. Seeing every scene of the drama, the one who's playing, when you're playing a part, it's good when you're able to see that part and the scenes are of a variety. It's not the same scene throughout. And Baba's given us very good understanding that at the moment, at this time, drama is benevolent and we have that faith. Previously, we didn't know that it's benevolent. So who would you say is benevolent, Baba or drama? So it's not that we get confused when we have questions, but we receive answers also. So someone says, well, who is benevolent, Baba or drama? But yes, we know Baba is benevolent. But Baba says, children, drama is, every scene in the drama is beneficial for you. It's so benevolent. It is the confluence age, child. You see in that the Iron Age is so dark. And the Golden Age is just gold. Golden. We say it's the Iron Age, but iron is actually not so dark. It's silverish, I think. But in the Iron Age, people become so dark. The soul becomes so dark. There's no light. And in the Golden Age, we become so beautiful, so golden. So there's so much difference between being so dark. And it's not just a question of the color dark, but it's a question of the ugliness in the soul when it's filled with so much negativity. It feels like being like in front of a snake. People are afraid of lions and snakes. Who can kill a monkey? That is remembering a story, and she hasn't shared it. I don't think she has. Who's going to be able to kill a monkey? I think no one else would have the courage. So that you must have. It's the lion that's able to kill the monkey. The monkey is dancing around from one thing to another, jumping around, and it's difficult to catch hold of it. They have the five vices in them, but they're very light, even though they're carrying their children around with them. If they want something, they see some food in your hands, and they'll quickly snatch it away from you. They'll be growling all the time when they see something. So to be clever like a monkey, that is neither like an animal nor like a bird, because it's able to be on the ground as well as up in the tree. And so the monkeys are very clever. But it's the lion that is able to catch hold. Yeah. So that you would have read it in a magazine somewhere. So something useful, and so she doesn't forget. When a lion roars, then people become afraid of the lion. The roaring of a lion, just that sound, it causes so much fear in you. The person begins to tremble in front of the lion. When you're afraid, then you're not able to hold on to anything because you get so nervous and so you fall. So this was something new that Daddy heard, that when the monkeys are also on the tree, they hear the roaring of the lion, in that they become so nervous that they're not able to hold on to the branch, and so they fall down. And so the lion is able to catch hold of them. So otherwise, the monkeys are very, very free, liberated, that you can't get hold of them at all, can't catch hold of them. They never let go of whatever they're holding in their fist. They have some chickpeas in their fist and they can't let go of it. And so the monkey is like a master. Wherever he goes, there's like no one can do anything. But the roaring of the lion is able to make the monkey nervous and make him fall down. And falls down, and the lion is then able to eat the monkey. So we mustn't make our stage like a monkey, but like a lion. The lion is the king of the jungle. And we have to be riding the lion, not be afraid of it. Doesn't matter what people are like, it's the Shaktis, the goddesses that are shown riding on the lion. Pandas and sisters, they all get that power from God. Where did you get this power from? From my father. Yes, my father, your father is the same one, but I claim that power directly from my father. Each one can claim their own power from the father. You can't give power to one another. You have to get that directly from the father. Doesn't matter how loving a relationship you have with another person, but there cannot be that give and take of power from one another. Each soul has to take that power personally, draw that into the self from the father. A sister cannot give power to a sister, a brother cannot give power to a brother, but yes, you can give cooperation, but not power. So something else that I'd like to share today, even by praying you can't receive that power. You don't receive by asking Baba for it. Baba, I've got so much pain. Baba, there's this difficulty. Baba, help me. Baba, do this. Baba, do that. So you don't receive power by ordering Baba as though it's your right, but when you're following Baba's directions, Baba, then you receive that right. Baba. You say, Baba, do this for me, do my work quickly. Baba said, well, that's not why I'm sitting here. That's not why I've come. Just do what I'm asking you to do. You don't ask me to do something for you, but you just do what I'm asking you to do. If you tell me to do something for you, I'm not going to do it. But you do what I'm asking you, and then I'll do 1,000-fold for you. I'll do everything for you. But first, you have to do what I'm saying. To make God belong to you with an honest heart, to remain carefree and to experience the power of faith. Remain completely carefree, but with the power of faith. Have that power of faith. Faith in what? Faith in what? Look at the self. Who am I? Know yourself and recognize me. Know yourself, I am a soul, and recognize me, who is my father. Until you know yourself, you can't recognize the father. Don't just note this down in your notebooks, but let it be firmly fixed in your head that yes, you have to know yourself first. When it fits your head completely, then you're able to work with that. Know that I'm not a soul, not a body, but a soul. So know this very firmly. That is very proud of her name. Janki, Janna means to know. So to know the self, what is the key? So knowing the key is to know the self. One study had gone somewhere many years ago and they'd welcomed study saying, you are the key of our life. Jan means to know. Janna means to know, but Jan is also life. So if you want to save your life, then keep the key in your hand.
बड़े प्यारी फ्रेंड थी अच्छा फ्रेंडशिप में अंतर ये था सदै चाबी भूल जाती थी.
I knew one person who was a very good friend, but what was her shortcoming was she'd always forget her keys somewhere or the other. She never kept it in one place so that she could never find it. She'd always be searching and confused, where can I look for it? Where can I find it? So who would that person be when they don't know how to look after the key? What is their life like? Yes, they have all the treasures, but but at the time of need, they're not able to use it themselves, nor are they able to donate it to someone. Baba hasn't given us all the treasures to keep them locked in a locker. Nowadays, it's a system that they keep it locked in their lockers, but they don't realize that the thieves would steal even from the lockers, and at that time, you won't be able to get it out of the lockers. So Baba's giving us the treasures, so now use them so that your personality shows that, and also donate them. Your face should show that, yes, you have got these treasures. Your forehead should be sparkling, so that people can tell, yes, you've got so much. So Nadia again read something else. The forehead is such. Even if you've got pain in the foot, you'll be able to experience it in the head. So it's the nail, toenail that's paining, but yet you'll feel that in the head. Doesn't matter where it's happening, where the pain in the body is, but it's the forehead that will feel that pull, that strain. That then touches the heart. It goes into the heart. Sometimes people are not aware of what their illnesses are. They're not able to diagnose themselves. So they'll keep on taking so many medicines, and they'll keep on listening to other people, try this, try that. Doctors will keep on giving medicine, try this, take this, take this, but they themselves are not able to catch what's wrong with them. So my head should be so good that I'm able to catch things in a second. My face should not be showing this as though I'm caught up in thoughts, thinking about something that you just lost in thought and not being able to decide. This is why Baba says the soul is in the center of the forehead. It's when Baba explained it that we understood it, and our head began to work well then. Sitting in the center of the forehead, the soul is able to work well, and then it's not repenting after doing something, it's not wasting its time. In every situation, those who don't have that power to discern and decide, they waste time and they waste their fortune. You have it in front of you, in your hands, you have everything, but the intellect doesn't work to make you multi-million times fortunate from having that fortune. So the head and the intellect should both say, call it your head or the intellect, and Baba said, the intellect has to be so clean, like a golden vessel. It has to be, the intellect has to be sattvaguni, not the head, the intellect. A sattvaguni intellect is able to draw the good things from everything. They'll not keep the rajoguni things, the middle level things, in with themselves. Rajo is in the middle, neither here nor there. And so the self has doubts, and others also have doubt in that person. You have doubts in the self. Should I do it or should I not do it? Will I be successful or not? Yes, I have the thought, but I'll think about it or I'll ask someone else. So there's never that surety. You forget that when the child keeps courage, the father will help. So you don't know how to make use of this deal with Baba, that you keep courage and the father will help. That's all you need.
इतने तक है एक कदम बच्चे का तो 10 कदम बाप का.
The child takes one step and the father takes 10 steps and this is where it begins.
किसको अनुभव हो तो बतावे नहीं तो मैं तो अनुभव से कहेंगी.
Yes, I take one step and the father takes 10 steps to help me and the father becomes so happy when he finds such customers, very good customers. Baba is a jewel merchant and he wants very good customers and so he sees that yes, this one is a very good customer. He has very good courage. He is never losing courage. Not just a soul who's going to become the garland around my neck but a jewel in my eyes. And that this soul is valuing the jewels of knowledge and so Baba gives 1,000-fold help. From 10, Baba gives 100-fold, then 1,000-fold help. The body receives help. You receive help financially. You receive help in terms of relationships, in terms of cooperation. So you've never missed out on any of these, never lacked it. The body is fine, there's no problems. Within a second, you can't even have a headache or a stomach ache. Within a second, you feel that yes, you no longer have a headache because you made the deal with the businessman Shiv Baba. Who is he? Is the jewel merchant, the magician? Your hands can never be empty. You can pockets empty. No need for you to hold on to anything, but yes, you have everything that you need. Because the bestower is there with you. He is the bestower of fortune and the bestower of blessings. So the bestower of blessings never feels anything is lacking. He is the bestower of fortune and he inspires us to create that fortune. So first he is the bestower and then he bestows fortune. When you are honest in your effort and creating that reward, creating that fortune with that honest effort, and then your effort, your actions are so elevated that you create that fortune, and then Baba becomes a bestower of fortune for you. And then Baba says to such bestowers of fortune. So not only Baba being that, but the child also becomes that, and then Baba gives a blessing to that soul. That whatever feeling, desire you have for others, that will also be fulfilled. But one needs to have those true, pure feelings for others. If I haven't understood this beautiful Baba of mine, then I haven't understood anything. It's because not to understand Baba means that arrogance is hiding inside. That ego doesn't allow you to recognize Baba. Somewhere or the other, ego uses me and I can't move along without that ego and arrogance because I've been used to moving along with that. Just as Baba has taken the body on loan, Baba's taken the body on loan, but we have actually given our body to Baba. With our mind, we've said, Baba, this body is yours. I surrender myself to you. So we've surrendered to God. We've not given the body on loan to Baba. Children don't give a loan to the father. When Baba takes you and adopts you, you are even more loved, like the long lost and now found ones. The adopted ones have much more love than the real ones. And so I have that right. And so, of course, Baba's going to look after my body. So why should I think about how to look after my body? How am I going to feed myself? Where am I going to get the money from? Where am I going to get this or that?
ji. Hello, karu. Acha. Hello. Hello, my daddy. Hello, my daddy. Bhai, tu daddy Gulzar aa gayi hai. Daddy, sari sab ikatthi hui hai.
Acha.
Aaj daddy, yahan bank holiday hai.
Today is bank holiday, and so the gathering, a very huge gathering, and so we remember Daddy and thought we'd say hello to you in the class.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning.
Ji, Daddy.
Dekho, aaj kal ki moolyon mein बाप दादा कितना इजी विधि सिखा रहा है.
In the Murlis nowadays, Baba's giving us such easy methods. We'll be hearing the Murlis, but Daddy's already heard it, and so she's saying Baba showed us such an easy method. I think this is the yesterday's Avyakt Murli she's talking about. She said in she's telling Daddy that you're very clever. I think Daddy's talking about yesterday's Avyakt Murli, that in one word the whole essence of knowledge is merged. In all four subjects, the whole of knowledge can be clarified with just one word. And what is that word? One word. So just merge, bring that answer in your mind and compare that with Baba's response. In today's Murli, Baba said, that is talking about yesterday's Avyakt Murli, that the one word smriti, awareness, consciousness. In fact, this one word is so deep, you can have many different words to translate it in the context. So, remembrance, consciousness, awareness, memories. So, the main subject is yoga. What is yoga? To keep in your awareness, I am a soul, a child of Shiv Baba. This is what yoga is. Second subject, knowledge. What is knowledge? To have the knowledge of the Creator and creation in your awareness. Only then can you become the embodiment of remembrance. In terms of Tarna, Baba said, you need virtues. So you have to keep those virtues in your awareness. Through this virtue, this is how I will benefit, and I have to use it at such a time. So you have to remember the method to use the virtue. Then it will be useful at the time of need. And then, of course, service is to keep in our awareness the form of being a light and might house. And then you'll be able to serve everyone. So in the one word, Baba has given us the essence of the whole of knowledge for all four subjects. The aim in all four subjects is to have awareness. All the knowledge is in just the one word. And then Daddy Gulzar made an addition. Daddy Gulzar saying the last examination will be of just 1 second. Of being the destroyer of attachment and the embodiment of remembrance. So Baba's also given us the question of the final paper. So the beginning you have that awareness, at the end that awareness, in the middle also to have that awareness. On the path of bhakti they make effort to remember, they're constantly chanting in that way. But here we have that awareness. So Baba's made everything so easy for us. Some people say, well, we can't remember 3 pages of Murli. It's so much to remember. So Baba says, okay, you don't remember 3 pages. At least you can remember one word. And so many. So just remember, one is the one word Baba. awareness. So even if you keep one word in your awareness at certain times, then it brings like the essence into your intellect. If you think of the one word smriti, awareness, it's like it brings a whole whole cycle in your intellect. So you become so knowledgeful then. You also become loveful. You become loveful, lawful, peaceful, full in everything. And where you're full, you don't fail. It's not possible for you to fail then. Anything that's full doesn't fluctuate. The moment it's a little bit empty, then that movement in that bottle kind of begins to take place. When it's full, there's no movement, no fluctuation. And the other example that Baba gives is as packing. When you pack something that's delicate, which you're afraid might break, if you fix it and fit it in a firm position, it doesn't shake, then it doesn't break. So when your setting is full and when your setting is fixed, then there cannot be any fluctuation. So all of you are unbreakable, aren't you? You are the very strong Mahavir's Maharathis, and so you're not going to break, are you? The unbreakable ones. Daddy, you have so much love for the Londoners that even just hearing your voice, their faces are beginning to sparkle. And so Daddy says, why would it not sparkle? Of course they have to have sparkling faces. It's Baba's wonder that Baba gives such powerful love that everyone's faces begin to sparkle. Of course they will sparkle because they belong to Baba anyway. There's just a little bit like time left for Baba to be revealed. Brahma Kumaris are being revealed everywhere. Everywhere people are saying the Brahma Kumaris are doing such wonderful work. No one else can do it like the Brahma Kumaris are doing. They're giving you the stage also, come and do this work. But for them to realize that God is teaching us, that God has come here, that sound is yet to be heard. For us to hear that our Father has come, they haven't recognized that as yet, that our Father has come. So we have to make a plan for this so that people say, our Father has come. And that is saying that that moment is now coming. And so yes, at the moment, it's a wonder of Baba. Today's Murali, the Sakar Murali, Baba saying that you're talking about Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University, and that is very proud and intoxicated that we have the board outside Global House that is Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. So it's a wonder of our Baba that people are able to see this. In India, you can't put the word university, but here in London, you're able to put that word. The council is so cooperative that we've also hoisted Shri Baba's flags. That is saying it's a wonder of Nagin Bhai that he's done a lot of service deep in the bones. And that is saying he's very incognito also, that he never shows that he's done this or that. He's a moon, but he's hidden behind the clouds. Minu and Arjun from Hong Kong. Brother from Canada is also here. Praful Bhai from India. It's like people from all continents are here. So that is saying it's a world class. It's Baba's wonder. That is saying, if you want to see the variety, you come here. So come quickly. So that is saying, our days are about to come. Chandra, Jyoti Ben's mother. It's not. She is no longer Jyoti's mother, but she's free now. She can look after a center. Reva Ben from Lagos is also here. Because of the European teachers, many people have pulled to come here. So it's not just the European teachers. Anna from Lebanon is also here. Beirut. I think all are filling themselves with power so that wherever there's a little bit up and down, then they fill themselves with so much so that when they go back, they're able to do wonders. Baba saying, just order all the powers according to the time. Order the power. When you get off your throne, then no one obeys your order. I always give the example to everyone that when Indira Gandhi had got off the seat, she was no longer in position, then we had gone to tie a rakhi on her, and she was saying that, what can I tell you? The times have now changed. I can't do anything now. And her face had become such that she didn't have any power at all. She's completely powerless. We also get off our throne of being a detached observer. And so the powers don't obey our orders. So if you don't get off the throne of being a detached observer, of being a master, then none of the physical senses can do anything without your orders. That's very wonderful. Baba says, just remember the one word, I am a king child of Baba. If you remember the word king, you'll remember the sovereignty, the kingdom. Then Baba's love will be included in that. Being a master will be included in that. What else do you need? So Dadi said, your presence here means you're present in the whole world. So it's a very good facility that we have. Like Baba also always used to say that 100 years ago, they didn't have. So 100 years before Shri Baba came into Brahma Baba, it's from that time that all the facilities have emerged. We are the ones taking benefit of science. People may be misusing science, but we're taking benefit of it. So someone had asked Dadi a question. They're saying, well, I don't really want to ask the question, but Baba says, you don't need to ask, but I'll tell you everything. But I have this interest that Baba should tell us, out of the seniors, which seniors are going to remain here at the time of destruction. In order to be able to see the destruction, which seniors are going to be around? Baba said, I've given you a mirror. So look in the mirror. Check, will I be here or not? And that is saying, Dadi goes out, become happy also. She's saying that you're giving a response like Baba would give. So Dadi, I think, either hasn't understood the question or doesn't want to answer it. Those who are complete, those who are perfect, they're the ones who'll be able to see destruction, and they'll be able to help in their task of establishment. So the mirror is the complete and perfect stage. Sometimes I tell all of these people, I sometimes verify it with Dadi. Baba had said earlier that when someone becomes karmati, they leave their body. But only those who stay in this karmati stage, they'll be able to stay till the end. So it's not like they will leave their body. You need karmatic stage practice over a long period of time. So that practice will continue for a long time. You'll be in that stage for some time. And so the stage that you've created, that will be able to, you'll be able to be in that stage for some time. At the time of destruction, many will have visions also, and that's how you will do service. So those souls will be visible as the complete and perfect souls. Each one to check in your own mirror, even now, according to the effort-making life now. If I am a complete sovereign, self-sovereign, means none of the physical organs should be deceiving me. If any of the physical senses, physical organs, like even waste thoughts, even the subtle organs, if I am deceived by my waste thoughts, then at the end, that habit of having waste thoughts can distress me. That's why Baba said, check in your own mirror. Am I claiming that full self-sovereignty? Have I got hold of that authority so that I can issue an order to my physical senses, physical organs, and they follow that order? So if I have everything under my control in this way, then I can say that, yes, I am a self-sovereign. So those who become self-sovereigns like this, masters of the self, they become complete and perfect, so they'll be the ones who have a right to the help the Father at the end, and they will become instruments for the establishment. At that time, you need very powerful souls. In order to be able to witness destruction, you need to have a lot of power within the self, not only seeing the scenes of destruction, but at the same time to be able to see the beauty of the establishment, the new world. And so we should make such preparations. Baba said, at that time, why don't you think that I had become this every cycle and I'm going to become that again? I will definitely become that. Not just positive, but also powerful. They've all got the mirror now, so everyone's saying yes. Another thing, that is saying the Murli that you spoke of is yesterday's Murli, and in that Baba had said, Maya has gone away, no name or trace of Maya remaining now. But even the elements will also become Satyabrodhan and follow us like a shadow. We don't need to tell anyone, tell the shadow to come, but the shadow comes. When you turn your back on it, then the shadow follows you. When you try to face it, then it goes away. But when you continue to walk, then it follows you as a shadow. And so you have that intoxication of being the conqueror of the elements. So one of the questions was, the body is good, the wealth is good condition, relationships is good, everything is good. This is what you want, isn't it? Here in Gujarat, there's been so much flooding. But our brothers are still going there, sending trucks and trucks of material goods, and they're distributing so much, there's been no difficulty at all. So it's like the sparkle of that cooperation. There's been a lot of water in Rajasthan also. All the rivers are kind of overflowing. The place that was desert, that's now become like full of water. So today, Popal Bhai and a few other brothers, they'd gone to the villages where none of the villages remain. So they've taken trucks of materials and goods for those people in the villages. They'll distribute it in those villages to be able to give that cooperation at the time of need is an act of great charity. Nowadays, people actually, they don't allow the help that is gone to reach the right place. All the people in Gujarat, they're seeing how the Brahma Kumaris are helping at the time of need, and they're really very happy to see that, yes, these people are helping at the right time, and they're not kind of eating anything in between, but making sure that the help that is given, the relief materials, actually reaches the right place. You heard such deep things, such wonderful things. Someone asked the question, but Daddy said, I'll speak to you sometime. But it's good that... And Sarah's got the sound gadget there fixed with the headset. So saying, you use this, you don't need another person with you then. So those who had been for the retreat in Oxford, the teacher's retreat, to share such a beautiful, wonderful experience for just 3 minutes that you feel that, yes, this transformation. First of all, Jinti Ben to share. Who wants to share their experience out of those who've been there for the retreat? Raise your hands. No one? No one? That's not right.
Reem.
Reem
hai, Anna hai.
Anna.
Ye hamari.
Martha.
Acha, jo hai na, line mein ja, Jinti pehle.
Please come and stand, and Jinti is going to share first. Any brothers? No brothers. Any brothers who are there for the retreat? First, Jinti went to share.
Om Shanti. दस दिन ऑक्सफोर्ड में रहने का भी एक सौभाग्य प्राप्त होने का कम ही मौका बनता.
It's not often that I receive this fortune of being in Oxford for 10 days, but it was a very beautiful time. Beautiful in the sense that there were many deep things that emerged, and it was an opportunity for me to see not just the shower of knowledge, but also the shower of love. And when there is this shower of love, then all souls melt.
So,
Baba has shared so many, Daddy has shared so many things, and she shared some of those things with us now already. But my personal experience was that don't look to the side, please pay attention to what Jinti Ben sharing. Daddy Janki, Daddy Gulzar both shared something. Baba's speciality is that Baba wants us to make us equal to himself. No one else in the world will say, become like me. They just want to keep that position for themselves. But that is also whatever they have taken as sustenance from Baba. They've always had the thought in their mind that everyone should also become like themselves. So Dadi always says that everyone should receive the love, the happiness that I have received. So everyone's got this chance of taking that same happiness and attainment that Dadi herself has received.
Luis ka hai bhaiyon mein se Luis hai
Louis
ha aur jin har ek andar se pura ek shabd suna de
In just a few words, the transformation that you've experienced in yourselves.
My name is Reem from Egypt, and it's been the experience of many of us.
Who is translating? Okay.
It's been the experience of many of us when we were sharing is that this was one of the most powerful European teachers' retreat we attended. I mean, of course, the classes and workshops helped, but I think it was the right time for us somehow. We were ready. So many of us had very powerful experiences there. I think I've taken a number of things from this retreat, but one thing is about lightness and being happy. And recently I've been coming with this attitude to the retreat. So the retreat and the classes, Daddy's classes and the workshop that I attended was confirming the same thing, is really about lightness. Sangam Yoga is about lightness and happiness. And we say this in the positive thinking course, we say take things, you know, how to be positive about things. But somehow on the road, we tend to forget and we have a stick for ourselves. So it's how to enjoy the journey, how to continuously check and change, but also to enjoy the change and the transformation and being light and not being heavy. So that was one thing. The other thing I took also is having a big vision for service. So not to be within the limitations that you're surrounded by, but really having always a big vision. And then drama cooperates because it's you have Baba's powers with this pure vision and big vision, then things work out much bigger. It's like the jam, for example, that's a good example, and other examples around the world. The third was, I think, my own more than the retreat. Again, it's the environment of the retreat that helped me to reach that. It's something that I've realized, but I was refusing to change for some periods. Which is a form of ego that I have. And it's an interesting form of ego because it's about the whole world seeing me as a virtuous person. Before Gyan, and of course after Gyan, it serves this purpose very well, is being seen always as humble, as obedient, as principled. So it was a very good image that I created for myself since this birth, not just the spiritual birth, but even this birth in the body till now. So although I wasn't asking for praise from others, but yet this was the image everyone was seeing me with. And then sometimes you find yourself in a situation when this image can be shaken, not because you're not virtuous, but because you're not virtuous in the eyes of others. You know, and I remember like Brahma Baba, he was very respected person in the society before surrendering to Shiv Baba. And after that, he was defamed a lot. But he accepted that so happily because he knew the truth. Really, recognition of the truth and really letting go of even the ego of the image. For me, it wasn't that easy. So I think it's the retreat at this time that made me realize that it's time to let go, and how nice it is to let go even of this image. So it really doesn't matter what the world is seeing me, not even a virtuous person. And even it doesn't matter even how the Brahmins are seeing me. It's what matters is how I should be, not how I should be seen. So maybe standing here and saying this in front of all of you, then I can get your good wishes to really be able to let go of this ego. Thank you.
My name is Maria. I come from Spain. I'm very happy of being here with you in London again. My deepest experience in the retreat has been that now is not time for walking anymore. It's time for flying. I had had this idea a long time, but I had the deepest realization in this retreat. And for that, the method is to give, to let all the responsibilities, everything to Baba, and then to be free for being able to fly. This has been my deepest responsibility, my deepest understanding and experience. And I'm very grateful to the seniors and also Oxford retreat residents, because we have been with Daddy, with Jenti Ben, with Didi Sudesh, and everybody has been caring, very focused in our in some way to make us bright, more bright, not pale, not but bright.
Good morning, Om Shanti. My name is Monica, and I'm doing service in Milan, North Italy. Yes, every year we come for the European Teachers Retreat, and every year it's something different to experience on a spiritual level. For me, usually I tend not to want to give sharings, because it's something I always like to think about as time goes by afterwards, like for some days, and then just really understand what I've really taken. So I would just keep it to the point that I find each year it becomes lighter and lighter, and I realize, of course, it's because I'm becoming lighter and lighter, or we all are. And so I find that the sharing together with the other teachers from Europe or wherever they've come from in the world is also very, very beneficial. And this time, I think for the first time, we had a morning where we had 2.5 hours to do the workshop, which is unusual. And we really managed to go into much more depth. I was in a group that was doing honesty and deception. And I found that most beneficial to have time to really, really get down to working out things with each other about what we really understand. Because every point of Baba's knowledge for me is so valuable. And I just feel that, you know, the Murli is the essence of my life in a way, particularly being, you know, so far away from a big family. And so I'm taking back all those sort of experiences in Oxford and looking forward to coming again in September, which is just very shortly for the big event. Thank you.
Om Shanti, I'm Anna from Beirut. And as Rimu was saying, it was a very rich experience, and I was asked to share it in 1 minute. So, in essence, deeper soul consciousness. At some point, I was wondering why all these years I could not see the full picture. When I see a human being, I just see the body. And somehow, in a very natural way in this retreat, I was able to see both the body and, really in a natural way, the soul and the light around the soul. And I don't know if the minute passed already, but if I want to describe the experience in one word, is extreme. I realized the extreme ego and the extreme soul consciousness, extreme ego in the sense that every thought that I was observing in my mind has something to do with this body. All the time, I, the Anna. And then I was trying to replace it with I, the soul. And of course, this led to the experience of egolessness, especially I had very beautiful experience, very deep experiences that I'm going to keep with me when I was when Daddy was conducting the meditation. So I think I will need all this richness when I go back to Beirut, but not only for the war there, but for the everyday war that all Brahmins have at every moment. So thank you.
My name is Marta from Spain. Yesterday, when most of the teachers had already gone GRC, I went to Baba's room and my mind was so calm, so free from all the other things, so peaceful and happy. Then I realized the effect of the retreat. And Daddy has worked on us so hard. So hard, so many powerful classes, and so the only thing I have to do is just do it. Just do what Daddy has shared with us, and also just seeing her there, also dancing and being there. And I was in Baba's room one night, and Daddy came in. And it's like something I always will keep in my mind, how Daddy relates to Baba in Baba's room. It was such a good experience, just seeing her being with Baba. And then when she left the room, this was only just for 2 minutes, she left the room with her eyes closed, like being lost in that powerful experience. I learned from that scene very much. And all my life is a question of fortune, and Daddy also mentioned that. And I want to be more aware of the fortune I have and just be happy and light. Om Shanti.
I have not much words in English. That is good because no minute more. And the unique word that comes to my mind, broken English. Then my experience is I am a hero. Really, I'm true. And I watch in my mind a poster, like a positive thinking poster, that my mind are opening. And by classes of Daddy, light is coming into. Then I am true. I am a hero. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Louis from Holland. I had the fortune this year to be here for Raki, 5 days. And also in Oxford, we had Raki in 2 days, because I attended both retreats. This is my 23 Raki, and I was thinking about it should be more deep than other times. And Baba was talking about you make a promise, but also remember the benefit of your promise. And I was thinking, what is the benefit this year? Or what is the benefit of the promise of purity? And then I saw the Amrit Vela point of that day, and that was closeness. So I realized, I experienced that my deepest desire is to be close to Baba, and not only to Shiv Baba, but also Brahma Baba. And the deepest pain of the soul is not to experience, to be close, to be alone. And then in Baba's room, Baba gave me such a lot of love, and I also experienced a lot of pain, but it's very old. And the next morning, Baba said in the Muli that our first mistake is to forget Baba. Not to forget Baba, but to forget the creator and the creation. And I realized that Shiv Baba is the creator and Brahma Baba is his first creation. So for me, it's a healing process to come closer to myself and Baba and Brahma Baba. and the daddies and the family.
Om Shanti. I'm Caroline from Germany, and for me the retreat was also very powerful, and I experienced so much love from Daddy and all the other seniors, and made a lot of nice experience in yoga. But still, I could feel on the one hand, on the one side, my original nature, my power, and so on, everything Baba is giving us. On the other side, and there's still the old sanskaras and so on. And I really was sometimes standing there and couldn't believe it, how it's possible that these old sanskaras catch hold of me so long, and although I can feel the original self. So my transformation is that I'm standing here.
Maria Mao.
Maria, please come. Niruben, please. Say hello to everyone. You haven't met the London class. And also Piero is coming not from the retreat, but from India. Please come up and tell us what you've been doing in India.
Yeah.
Om Shanti. It's the first time that I have attended this retreat, so it was a lift and a gift for me. And
who are you and where are you from and how long have you been with Baba?
I'm Niru from Mauritius, 30 years in Gyan, but still I have learned a lot from this retreat. And I'm going double light and ever happy, as Daddy and Baba wants. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I was hoping Daddy wasn't going to call me. I'm driving Daddy and to Oxford. I had the thought that she may ask me to stay. So I had taken an extra set of clothes with me. And lo and behold, she did say, stay. And then the next day when I told her, Daddy, I'm going to leave now, she said, but why? Why do you want to leave? So she made me stay, and which was great, because I hadn't expected to receive this fortune of being with the Brahmin family and with Daddy for these past 4 or 5 days. And being in that atmosphere has helped the soul a lot in realizing the need for the transformation that needs to happen within. And hopefully you will see that through my sparkling face that hopefully will remain constant. But something that I took from Daddy also yesterday, coming back and having a chat with her afterwards, she said to me she has never in her life allowed herself to lose courage or to be disheartened. Never. She said there have always been situations where there is a possibility of that, but she has never allowed that. And what she shared today with all of you in class, with all of us in class, about when you have courage, Baba gives 10 steps of help, then more and more. And yes, I think we all have had that experience in our lives, but to maintain that awareness of the magic of Baba's words, that when he says, if you have courage, Baba will give 1,000 steps of health. And actually, Daddy, that was my first blessing that Baba gave, but I'm sure she'll pull my ears and she says, why do you forget it then? But Baba actually said to me, and Jenti, when you were translating, and I didn't understand Hindi at that time. I don't understand it fully now, but Baba asked the question, and your attention was... Sorry, Jenti, when she got distracted, and Baba pulled his head. And so I knew Baba was asking a question. I didn't know what Baba was asking, but Baba said to me, he asked me, do you ever get disheartened? And I said, yes. And Baba went like this. Never allow yourself to be disheartened. And Baba then said, when you have courage, Baba gives 1,000 steps of help. And yes, I'm standing here in front of you after 20 years of being in Gyan. I must have had courage to reach this point, but also something Reem said earlier, that standing in front of all of you, sharing this, hopefully you, your good wishes will help her. So I also feel that with all your good wishes, this will be the final stamp for me. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good morning. I missed the teacher's retreat in Oxford. I don't know if we should, so it was sort of something that I don't know if we should tell, because we talk so much about having courage and faith, and it's all in the hands of God at the moment, because I was in Mumbai, because we're doing this film for the 70 years of the Yajna, and it's a film on silence, which now even the title is taking shape, is going to be called probably Inner Space, The Journey Beyond. And it's a film that is done mainly on computer graphics, which means that it's all done on computers. And we've been working for the last 2 months in Mumbai, because it's amazing. There is endless number of people that can work on it day and night, because it was very tough to do it in such a short time. And it's still very tough that it's going to be ready by the 17th, in a way, because it's being computer, it takes so much time to make the scene, and you never know until it comes out of the rendering, which is the process of fixing what you have created on the computer. And so I was supposed to come today with sort of a first final film, so that we can work on the music and finalize the voiceover and that. But it's in faith and in the hands of drama, because things are delaying, and so it's all going on. And it's a good experience to be there and to work with such a big team of people in India, and the attitude is so different from what I was used to in the West. And so let's see. Om Shanti.
Acha Jenti puche na kon denga. Om Shanti. Sabko pata hai na hamare paas kya hone wala hai, hamare paas abhi.
All of you know what's going to happen here with us in the London family. Daddy was saying the other day, the vision of the world is not even on Madhuban, but in London now. The moment to reveal Baba has come. Everyone should experience such peace. Someone had asked Daddy, yes, will there be silence in just 1 minute? And so they'd asked Daddy to record a few minutes on the video. And then they'd asked Daddy to do just short, and maybe just 1 or 2 minutes, but Daddy did 2-3 minutes long sessions. So just how much benefit there can be in 1 minute. 1 minute means 60 seconds. 60 seconds. So then I've been telling people again and again that 60 things that Baba has shared with you, I should have at least 60 things that Baba has said to keep me in my self-respect. And yet, on the other hand, one thing you hear and it instantly spoils your stage, and the 60 things that Baba has said are forgotten. Not even 1 minute. When one gets upset, it's just a second it takes. They get so upset that, like Gulzar Dadi was sharing about Indira Gandhi, it's like you forget your position, you feel empty inside. So those who want to know what is the power of silence, especially Piero, they cannot become peaceless for even 1 minute. All of us Baba's children have been given knowledge. Baba has grinded the knowledge so well and given us to drink as nectar that we can't become peaceless for even 1 minute. If you see my face peaceless, you wouldn't be able to see me in a gathering. Chinti Ben's been with me all the time. She is watching my face. If I was to become peaceless for 1 minute, what will be my condition? An ambulance will have to be called then. The greater you are, then there are many reasons to bring peacelessness also. Means in a position, not in terms of being great, but yes, Baba has given me the position of being a senior. And so if due to any reason I become peaceless, then you'll have to call an ambulance. It doesn't seem right that I would become like that. What does it mean, just a minute, just a moment? To finish the peacelessness within. Only then that the peacelessness of the world can be finished. Lee, do you feel this is right? I should have the videos and all the things that you're preparing will work when you have this in yourself. When the things that Baba has given each one of us is working in our hearts, there's no reason to become peaceless. There's no reason to become heavy. Peacelessness makes you heavy. But where there's peace, you become so light. Just a second. You want to decide something? Yes, that's fine. Okay. Go ahead. It's okay. No need to have too many thoughts. When you think, well, this is your thought and this is my thought, or you didn't accept what I said, I didn't accept what you said, and the atmosphere becomes heavy. The love is lost. There's no longer any love there. It becomes dry. Then there isn't that peace in the atmosphere. In peace, you need love. In love, you need power. You need power to live with love. If someone's not able to conduct themselves with that love, not able to conduct yourself with Baba's love, Baba's giving so much love, and with Baba's love you've got the power of purity. It's because you don't have that power in yourself. You haven't taken power from Baba. Then even when you get bitten by a mosquito, then it'll become something very big. A bee will sting you and you'll become ill then. A tiny little thing will have a great impact. Oh yeah, Baba's long lost beloved children. The people of the world don't feel it so quickly, but here, because we are so specially loved, we feel that very quickly. One of the sisters said that we have so much knowledge. We have so much understanding, but when I do some work, I don't have the manners that the people at work have. And I was feeling that they have that power to tolerate, but I don't have that, and I feel ashamed. They have to have that power to tolerate at their workplace, otherwise they wouldn't be allowed to work there. So there is a compulsion for them to have that because their job depends on it. But here, Baba is making it so natural for us. Deities will become later. But even in Brahman life, Baba is filling us with godly virtues. If you're not paying attention to imbibing the virtues, it's because I'm not using the power of Baba's love for me. Let me use the power of love, let me imbibe those virtues. Then to make the atmosphere so light, so peaceful. Everyone shared something, but no one shared the essence, the root. This is the root of everything. Never to allow in your thoughts what is not worthy of me. I, a child of God, and if something is not worthy of me to do that, then for me not to do that. What is a child of God like? So by having that awareness, you change the atmosphere instantly. But where you don't rehearse this, you're not able to become number one quality. So today I'm just underlining it specially because it's a holiday. The days are getting lesser, fewer and fewer. The countdown has started, less than 20 days. And each day becoming less now. But what's the cooperation that I've given in this service? Whatever projects take place, then I feel it's my great fortune to give that cooperation. During the million minutes, global cooperation, the values, it's for me. So from the time that GEM began, I've been checking myself every minute. You who are running the project, you don't check yourselves. You don't have that powerful silence. You should have such powerful silence. I feel that as though this service has been instrumental to enable you to take dips into the ocean of peace so that your faces begin to sparkle. In peace there's love, in love there's happiness, in happiness there's power, and to feel that bliss. There's no other alternative for the word bliss, and just to become the embodiment of bliss. And that's why I said, have a big heart, don't think about the expenses. Whatever you want to do, Baba will put in that pot. Baba will provide whatever service needs to happen at any time. Nadi said, I've never ever thought about where the money is going to come from. Not in my final birth, last birth. Why am I going to think about it now? Because it's Baba's bandara and money will come. You just do the service. You look after your body and Baba helps. Baba gives you power. If someone's face is showing tiredness, they've failed. If there is tiredness inside, then please finish it. Not even 20 days, but finish it now, in this week. Make some special effort personally for yourself. Baba has made this program for the 70 years, and success is guaranteed, so don't worry about that. Success is totally guaranteed. Don't worry at all about that. But each one to, first of all, in advance, to have that within the self. To remain carefree, to have the sanskars of being self-sovereign, to claim that fortune. It's a fortune that we have of being a self-sovereign, a sovereign, to have that royalty in ourselves for all time. The golden aged kingdom will come later, but now to have that royalty, that kingdom.
इसलिए शाम को योग में कल मैं गई तो तीन लोग थे
Yesterday when I went there, there were three people that had arrived, and 5 minutes, like by 7:05, everyone gathered together. Daddy was there from 7 o'clock, but some people came even 7:10. That isn't cooperation. Amrit Vela also I saw. I saw who's present here. What kind of yoga are you having at your at home? I don't really have that faith. What type of yoga you might be having sitting at home at Amrit Vela? Maybe a few rare ones who have really good yoga. Gulza Dadi gave a very good answer. Who's going to remain till the end? Only those who are to be able to be present at the final time, at the time of destruction. So each one has to see in their own mirror. Or is it that hearing about destruction, you'll become afraid that I wasn't able to use something of mine in a worthwhile way. Now that destruction has come, I can't do anything about it. So to be able to create such a stage means to be an instrument to glorify Baba's name. Guests are going to come. We've been, Daddy's always got a big heart. Maureen saying all the tickets have been taken up, there isn't any room. Guests are still saying they want to come, but there's still the problem with accommodation. So out of the householders here, who feels that they can take care of 2 guests, 3 guests, 4 guests, and they also look after the transport of such people who you take as guests in order to look after guests. Sister Praveena will be helping. That is saying thanks to Gita in Oxford of how she gives such accommodation to everyone. Wherever people come to Oxford, then they go back happy. So here also all guests who come, they should return happy. Who feels that yes, they can look after 2, 3, 4 guests in their home? Yes, the guests will eat here from the 15th to the 20th, from the 14th to the 20th. Raise your hands.
Note karo.
Praveena Ben will be helping Alka with accommodation to look after guests. Derek, Julius, Sadabhai, one guest can stay with these brothers. Someone can stay with Big Joy.
Naam note kiya. सरस्वती बहन भी कहती है प्रभा बहन कहती है मरियम कहती है चेरी कहती है
If you could stand up, then Praveena Ben will just make a note and then be in touch with you later.
Meena.
Nagin Bhai, Michael, Timothy, Peter, John.
Nagin Bhai. Ye hamari Karuna, Gobind Bhai, Mitesh, acha.
It's useful if the people in the Wembley area, because that's closer to the, or even here near Global House. You ask each one individually.
दूसरा सहयोग एक तो ये
accommodation
खूबी है, सच्ची बात सुना करके मन हल्का कर देती है, तो इंटरनेशनल कोई भी सेवा है ना सदैव हाजिर है.
That is saying Alka's speciality is that she tells everything honestly and lightens herself. Jyantiben is there in between, but sometimes Jyantiben is not there, and that she's with Alka speaks to Daddy directly. Clean intellect, line clear, and has been working well, and so that's also a great fortune.
English mein bol rahe pehle.
I don't know what to say, but the other day I was telling Daddy asked me to go to Oxford, and she said she's not asking me, but because she has a right that I should just go. And I was just saying to her after that, it's, I think, the whole aspect of this European teacher's retreat, lots of egos are coming up, and I think my whole ego of not taking benefit of Daddy's classes and opportunities, because we could be hearing them but they're not penetrating, because my ego is not allowing me to want to hear in that awareness of that it's for me personally, and because I'm such a dry end person that it's very hard for Daddy. She was watering me through the years, but now I feel that after 10 years the plant is growing. Thank you.
एक और बात सयो की बतानी थी कि कहीं अपने भाई बहन है कहते हैं कि हम तो
there are many brothers and sisters who say that they're not able to give so much time here, but yes, you can help with the power of your mind, and that will be a great cooperation. That yes, your normal time of yoga is fine, but to also have from 6 to 6:15, very few people come here for that time, or maybe you're sitting in Baba's room. But if now for the remaining few days, if we keep the special attention that 6 to 6:30 meditation in both places, yes, seminar room and auditorium, we will have collective meditation if everyone pays attention to be here from 6 o'clock. So if you want to give your cooperation with service through the mind, then please do pay that special attention to come early. Morning 6 to 6:30, and in the evening 7 to 7:30, and to spread those vibrations so that the souls who are coming, hope they're able to reach here, and they come with some special experience. They go back with some special experience.